Is there something you want to kick the show off
Well,
with?
first of all, I can now do Tibetan monk chants
Oh,
thanks
Tuvan
to
throat
Tuvan
singing.
throat singing. What's it?
You drop that down about three or four more octaves and you're there. Sorry,
So,
I'm snickering.
yeah. I have new magical powers.
And a cold or something.
I
I don't
don't
know
know
what's
what it
going
is. I was screaming at the Romanians and it's not gone away.
on. I was screaming at the Romanians, just to be clear.
Oh yeah, to be clear, it was a
A
band and it was
band.
12 of them. Yeah,
A
and they were really,
Romanian
really
brass
good.
band, a
A brass
brass band
band.
that you were. Yeah.
Yeah, I generally don't scream at
The
Romanians,
Romanians, yeah. Good people.
I've got a new Y-Oak record.
Oh, I love Y-Oak.
Yeah, so there were changes afoot in Y-Oak. Is that, do you say afoot? I don't know what a foot
Let's
means.
just go with it.
All right. And they're now in different cities. This is Jen Wassner and Andy Stack. Andy's living out in Portland now. They're Baltimore-based band, but Andy's living in Portland. And Jen has stopped playing guitar. So
What?
it was like, what are they going to do this record? She wanted to shake things up.
That's the band. She
Yeah.
plays guitar,
And
he plays drums.
right. And she and well, not only does he play drums, right?
Well,
That's with one hand. The
right,
other
yeah.
hand, he often plays the bass line on the keyboard. Well, she's picked up the bass. And she's playing the bass line, and now his keyboard parts are doing the sort of more harmonic and high stuff that the guitar was. It was just a way to like shake up the writing and stuff. So I got the first song for a record that comes out called Shriek. It doesn't come out till the end of April, and we have a new song from them right now.
Oh, awesome. I can't imagine them as anything but a guitar band.
All right, well, here it is. The Tower is the song.
really love the direction they took that.
Yeah, we were sort of all kind of a little. I think some of us in the Stephen. I know Stephen Thompson was. I mean, I think he lost sleep.
Frankly, yeah,
wondering and worrying.
Oh, what are they going to do without? Yeah, if she's not on guitar, what are they going to? I mean, it's such a pivotal part of their sound. You know, foundational part of their sound, I should say. But what I noticed with this is without the guitar, Jen's voice really felt out in front, and so I was focusing much more on her voice than I ever have before, and it's beautiful. It's wonderful.
I think that's. I think she seems to be enjoying, from what I've read, enjoying that sort of freedom.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Very nice.
Hear that, everybody? You can drop the main thing that you do, and it's still going to be okay.
People all across the country are going to be quitting their jobs and then sitting at home. Well, now what? Bob promised.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to play something from Cheetahs. Do you know this band? This is a group from London. This is the third London-based band in a row that I've done on the show. Last week, we had Thumpers, and we had Actress, both London-based, and now we have Cheetahs from London. It's Cheetahs like cheat, like C-H-E-A-T, like you've cheated. Ah, cheat, ahs, Cheetahs. It's a great, interesting range to this band. They're sort of part Bloody, My Bloody Valentine. They've got a lot of great drone rock with these walls of sound and noise. And then other times, very ambient, just this fantastic, just meditative ambient tones. And you can hear all of that in this one song by Cheetahs. It's called Kenworth, from the band's debut full length. It's self-titled, the song Kenworth from Cheetahs.
We'll be right back.
to that. I go, my newfound low-end voice.
Is that from Pure Moods?
No, it's from Pure a cold I have.
The song, though, that's Cheetahs. The song was Kenworth.
And that's Sammy Yenigan.
Hi.
Hi,
well,
Sammy.
I have to tell you about this before we go to Sammy. I asked you during while we were listening to the song. I asked you if the name Kenworth meant anything to you, and it didn't. And where I grew up, we had lots of truckers, and Kenworth is the name of a truck. Kenworth is a model of truck.
They don't even call them trucks in England.
Lorries, right? Well, so guitarist Nathan Hewitt, who was in this band, there's actually a very moving story about this song. Well, guitarist Nathan Hewitt in the band Cheetahs, his father was a truck driver, and he died when Nathan was only 11 years old. And so in this song, Nathan tries to imagine his dad's last drive home. And he drove a Kenworth truck, and so wow. The name of the song is Kenworth. So Cheetahs, this record comes out. It's their debut full length. It comes out February 10th. They're on tour right now, or will be in February and March, and coming to D.C., we should go and see them.
Let's do it.
Now,
presenting
Sammy Yenigan.
Hi.
And also we have Otis Hart on the line from our New York office.
Thanks
Bob,
for having
Robin.
Me.
Hey, Otis.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Otis.
Should Sammy. We start? Who do we like the most here? Let's start with
Bob.
Sammy. Let's start with Sammy. Sammy's in the room. Let's start with you. What do you got?
I've got something new from Holly Herndon. She is an electronic music producer who does a lot of interesting things with vocal processing. And she just made a new song called Chorus. And in this song, as you listen, the way that she put this together is by sampling her browsing experience, essentially taking little ribbons off of YouTube and SoundCloud and Skype and all these sort of different, over a period of time, just rip sound off of her interacting with her browser, the web, the internet, etc.
So you hear a lot of...
So, yeah, well, you'll hear. It's just this crazy sound collage, and it's called Chorus, and it just came out.
Thank you.
That's intense.
That's kind of incredible.
Yeah.
Especially when you think about how she put it all together. I can't even get my mind around the workflow that a person must have in order to piece something like that together.
This is Holly Herndon. Do you know any of what she uses at all, Sammy?
So she uses a computer program called Ableton, and a lot of MIDI information, MIDI being sort of the way that computers and keyboards interact with each other, and then sort of a lot of sort of cutting edge vocal processing, her own takes on how you play with vocals, how you chop them up, and then sort of just puts it all together in this like computer audio editing software. And then the other song on this release, it's a two-song release, is called Solo Voice, and that is a much more minimal, abstract sort of vocal processing song. And that, if you want to hear it, you can go to this mix that I just posted.
Tell us about this, because we're going to start doing you and Otis. Otis, hi, you're still here.
I'm here. Don't mind me.
Hi, Otis.
Well, tell us about what's about to happen, because you're going to be starting to put these mixes up online.
Right. Great. So Otis and I listen to a lot of dance music every month, a lot of electronic music and a lot of dance music every month. And we were thinking, what's a good way to sort of show the people that the music that we're really excited about. We were thinking, what's a good way for us to show everyone the music that we're really excited about? And it was to do a mix is the idea that we came up with.
We want to share our favorite music,
right,
basically.
And for dance music, the format that makes the most sense, I think, in a lot of cases, is a mix. So we're going to start at the end of every month. We're going to pick five songs or so that are our favorite songs of the month, and we are going to mix them together, and we're going to post it on the All Songs blog, so you'll be able to see it.
And what's it called?
The mix is called Recommended Dose. And so, again, if you want to hear Holly's other song from this single that she just put out, from the chorus single, you should check out the mix, which is on the All Songs blog.
And Otis Hart, you have a song in this mix that Sammy did. What is that song?
We're basically going to do five, six, seven songs, whatever really catches our ear each month. And one of the songs that I couldn't get out of my head over the past couple weeks is a new track off an album by Moody Man. Moody Man is my favorite Detroit DJ, which says a lot considering how many amazing electronic dance producers come out of Detroit. His real name is Kenny Dixon Jr. He's been doing his thing for 20 years now.
He's a legend.
Yeah, he's
a legend.
Legit legend.
What's the Moody Man song like?
This is off his new album, which comes out today. And
it is
Tuesday.
A pure dance jam. I mean, when we talk about this mix, I mean, what I want, hopefully, is for people to listen to it and groove along with it. This is a really good example of the type of thing that you're going to hear when you tune in.
Yeah. So the song is called Sunday Hotel.
Are you ready to groove, Bob?
Let's get moody.
You're such dorks.
I know. What are we going to do about us?
Play the music here.
Yeah.
he's got that little short little tail at the end where you can mix in. And if you listen to the mix, you'll hear me mix in at the end there and then go into something new.
So be on the All Songs blog. It's called Recommended Dose.
That's right.
Awesome.
And it's dance music.
And that music.
Every month, you guys can.
You and I, Bob, we can dance.
Robin was breaking it down.
We got it on Sammy Pitt.
I just checked. Twitter's blowing up with Robin's dance moves right now.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect.
I stand by my moves.
They're great.
They're pretty sweet.
They're really great.
I think that's it. We can tell them to take off.
Already?
We're going to Rat King.
I don't want to go back to work, guys.
Thanks for letting me be on the show for 90 seconds, Bob.
Sammy, take care. Sammy's already out of here.
All right. Cool. Later.
Later.
Bye.
Bye. How you can follow that, Mr. Hilton?
With Rat King.
Rat King?
Rat King.
One
word? Do you know Rat King? All one word. This is a hip-hop trio from New York. The three guys in the group go by the names Wiki, Hawk, and Sporting Life. Wiki fronts the group. He was just 18 years old when the group put out their debut EP about a year and a half ago, so he may only be about 19 now. And his flow reminds me a lot of Eminem. He reminds me a lot of Eminem when he raps. It's very fast, just this rapid-fire flow with lots of hairpin turns. This is a group, I would call this a rising rap group, hip-hop group, starting to get more attention. They've been playing with Death Grips. We've had Death Grips on the show and King Cruel. Among others. This spring, they're going to release their full-length debut called So It Goes, and just this past week, they dropped an early cut called Canal, and I love the energy and the momentum of it. So let's give a listen to Canal from Rat King.
On the west side, highway, or get high. My way, hanging at the left side of a skyscraper. My words, word, head drifting. Sideways, my brain in a tri-state, mind state. Thinking no violent, thinking that I'm vain. Cause when I spit, you see my veins bulging out. Hold its cuts from my blades. That used to cut cold cuts five ways. Five ways? Thin, slim, extra slim, large, extra large. Spectacle, cease time, perpetual war. Back before I was 8 hours a vegetable. Life form, trigon, to become an icon. I once was an icon, now I'm icon. Aim up, I can pass some bion. Let the pound on my brow, make it dark uptown. Come down, dawson like an owl. With a bustle on the bow. Sweet kid with a brief grab, I'll send his couch. Let the pound on my brow, make it dark uptown. Come down, dawson like an owl. With a bustle on the bow. Sweet kid with a free crib, hustle his couch. Swift days, then canines, decay minds. Now wake mind, always gave me the chance. But I stay blind, I live me lots of love. So turn for me to set. Prompt me this, no it's dust or Lennox. I lay on my desk. Without the stress, let's digress. Sweat in 17 summers, so surely you're my nest. Suckle your stoops, and your honeycomb coral chest. Hopping his hounds, top of the heights, but don't have to rest. Feeling trodden talons, cause they tear to your flesh. A trodden all the neck to meet your knit, blow a dress. Sent city, breathe, heat, mess, yet continue to feed. Sent city, breathe, heat, mess, yet continue to feed. In the pound, I'm a grimy dog, I'm town, I'm down, the hustle like an owl. With the hustle on a pound, sweet kid with a free crib, hustling his couch. In the pound, I'm a grimy dog, I'm town, I'm down, the hustle like an owl. Check up, kids that is fed up instead of bitching and moaning, they get fucking get up. Rat.
Rat King. Do you know what a Rat King is, Bob? A Rat King is an actual thing. Do you know? Hmm.
Yeah. I used to have a Rat Fink. That wasn't the same, though.
A Rat King, it's a group of rats that are all knotted together. All their tails are all knotted together. Because they, like, grow up in little, I guess, in the holes in the ground where they live or whatever. And it's, like, all the gunk and mud and food and feces and all that. And the tails get all tangled up together. And they literally grow up in this knotted, tangled mess. And they never get it. So it's an actual thing. Do not Google image Rat King, by the way, or you will be very, very disgusted. In folklore...
Wow. Oh, my God.
In folklore, the Rat King, if you came upon a Rat King, was considered a bad omen. But it's also this hip-hop group from New York, which they're pretty awesome, Rat King. Their record, So It Goes, comes out April 8th, and that song was Canal.
And I've got a New York-based group from back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, music of John Lurie.
The music of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
Today, yes. The music
Did you
of
say
your
John
life.
Lurie? I had no idea he had a new record coming
Well,
out.
It's old music that has basically either been out of print or never out there.
Right.
John Lurie's a great saxophone player, or was a great saxophone player. He doesn't play sax anymore. For many years now, suffered from Lyme disease, so he can't play sax. He's turned painter. He plays guitar now and again and harmonica now and again, but we miss his saxophone. But there's this beautiful collection of music called the John Lurie National Orchestra. Record's called The Invention of Animals. It comes out January 21st. And he's playing with two percussionists, so it's two drummers. For those who don't know John Lurie, you probably do know John Lurie, right? So John Lurie's been this character in film. Down by Law would be one. You've got a favorite, I can tell you.
Well, I was just thinking of Fishing with John Lurie.
And Fishing with John was an amazing series. It was one of the best concept television shows ever, where he basically went fishing with a favorite artist.
Yeah, like Tom Waits or something.
And the fishing was this thing, but it was the conversation that was really what it was all. It was a conversation show that just wasn't behind a
the desk or something. Yeah, it was brilliant.
Brilliant show. He's just a brilliant guy, and we miss his music terribly. So it's so great to see this collection. I'm going to play a song from this new collection from John Lurie, and I'll play this cut appropriately called, because it's with two drummers, called Men with Sticks.
Nice.
And let's go out on that.
All right.
John Lurie National Orchestra.
Nice surprise.
Yeah, lots of stuff. Quite a range of stuff today on the show. I love this.
Yeah, it's almost like we know what we're doing.
Yeah, almost.
What it Faith?
Intern now
Faith.
Second show.
Yes.
Ever.
Are you more and more convinced of the genius that happens when that studio door slams shut?
I am impressed by the dance moves today.
Thank you very much.
Moody man.
I'll have to go online and see what I was doing exactly.
You don't want to. You're probably better off searching Rat King.
Rat King.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, for NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan along with Robin Hilton.
Thanks, Bob.
It's All Songs Considered. Bye, Faith.
Bye bye. We'll be right back.